What is up, Sheridan? It's your boy Tyler here, back with a nice little Toronto Blue Jays update. So, the spring training for the 2017 MLB season is fully underway, which means baseball season is approaching and summer is almost here. A lot of talk was surrounding our Toronto Blue Jays after the loss of big slugger Edwin Encarnacion and relief pitcher Brett Cecil. And people are wondering if we can maintain the good pace we've had over the last two seasons and be a contender again. With John Gibbons leading our team again and big pieces such as Jose Bautista, Troy Tulowitzki, Josh Donaldson, and Russell Martin all returning, this will be huge for the Jays if they want to make one last run for a championship with this squad. So I know spring training is not a good way to decide the season and how it will go, but so far in the first 9 games this year, the Jays are 2-7 and have looked absolutely terrible. Their pitching looks weak and the bullpen is costing us games, their bats are missing pitches and not seeing the ball, and their fielders are coughing up routine errors and not making those timely plays. Hopefully with the presence of our former MVP Josh Donaldson and second baseman Devin Travis returning to the lineup shortly, this will help the Jays get back on the winning side. However, there have been a few upsides of the spring so far where Jay Happ, Marcus Stroman, and Roberto Osuna have all thrown shutout innings and look amazing, and also Bautista has homered in 2 straight games, and certain rookies such as Anthony Alford and Richard Urena are improving. So with our infield being announced of Josh Donaldson at third base, Troy Tulowitzki at shortstop, Devin Travis at second, and Justin Smoke at first, this gives us great fielding presence and even brings up a lot of power. With our outfield being Steve Pierce at left field, Kevin Pillar at center field, and Jose Bautista at right field, this again is the depth the Blue Jays have been looking for, and I believe this will be a competing team. Our rotation has been announced to be one of the best we've had in a while, with pitchers such as Marcus Stroman, Aaron Sanchez, Jay Happ, Marco Estrada, and Francisco Liriano, and a bullpen of Roberto Osuna, Jason Greely, Joe Biagini, and JP Howell. This team could do some serious damage, and Toronto should expect another playoff run from the boys. So, Jim Bowden announced yesterday that the Toronto Blue Jays are showing interest in former third baseman Brett Lowry, who is now a free agent. The White Sox released Lowry on Friday after he did not work out at all with the team last year. Lowry would play the backup role to Devin Travis at second base and could bring some much-needed depth and even speed. Lowry is the type of guy every clubhouse needs, as he often gets the bench on a rally with his amazing personality and his energy he brings up, and he basically hypes up his teammates so they play better. Having the infield depth of Darwin Barney, Kendrys Morales, and now Brett Lowry would be huge for the team and could lead to some great things. So Kendrys Morales, the guy who was signed to take Edwin's spot as our big DH slugger, is absolutely tearing it up this offseason, as he's now batting with a 5.45 average and is leading the club in hits, runs, and on-base percentage. The Jays will look to get back in action on Wednesday evening against the Baltimore Orioles at home and look to get back in the win column. That's all the updates I have for you today in this newsflash. Be sure to stay tuned for our last one at 3:30.